Welcome to Virtual School Assembly. I'm your host, Tyler Christensen. I'm a productivity speaker, author, and classroom teacher. Here at Virtual School Assembly, I interview Hollywood celebrities, professional athletes, Olympians, speakers, and educators who share messages of inspiration, education, and hope to better prepare you for an ever-changing and uncertain world. Thanks for joining us. Let's get started. Welcome back to Virtual School Assembly. Today, our guest is Justin Mott. Justin is a video production artist, a reporter, and a photographer. He's a full-time reporter for a radio station and also runs his own digital media company where he streams live events, takes photographs, and makes videos, including commercials. He's made two mini documentaries, one on a World War II veteran and another on the Texas Railroad Commissioner Wayne Christian. Justin, welcome to the show today.
Oh, good to be here.
So I'm excited to talk to you because you do so many different creative things. But before we get into that, tell us a little bit about who you are and your background. Where are you from? And tell us a little bit about like your childhood and what you were interested in.
Okay. Well, I'm from East Texas. I was born in Houston, Texas, actually, and I've lived in East Texas most of my life. I am a textbook example of what not to do. Don't go and try to do a bunch of different things. Pick something if you can when you're younger and stick with it. So I've tried the military. That didn't work out. I've tried a few other things, but I finally found my passion in photography and video stuff, which I liked doing actually as a child and wanted to be a cameraman. Mm-hmm. But I thought that was too ambitious. But now here I am doing it. So
very cool. Later, so how did you get into it? It sounds like you've tried a lot of different things. How did you finally land where you are?
Well, I was working in retail, and I happened to meet somebody that worked at the radio station, and they told me that there was a position that may be coming up, so I applied, and I got it. And then I have worked with cameras before. I did a YouTube channel mm-hmm. and made silly videos. But I had some background with doing video work, and this job allowed me to practice. And then I did a lot of self-study, learning the holy trinity of photography, which is ISO, aperture, and shutter speed, and a lot of videos on Peter McKinnon and other YouTube video guys. So
I like where you're coming from, because for a lot of kids who are interested in doing video and doing photography, it starts with YouTube, because YouTube's free and you can test it out, and making silly videos might, you know, maybe you didn't become YouTube famous, but it helped you develop those skills. Now, you mentioned that you're learning this holy trinity. How are you learning? Is it through watching YouTube videos? Are you reading books? How are you getting your education?
Well, I have taken one or two classes on photography. I also did a photography certificate in photojournalism. I'm working on my bachelor's in journalism right now.
Cool.
So that was some photo study, but most of it was self-study and then just getting out there and doing it, practice.
Cool.
So YouTube videos, a little bit of reading, but mostly YouTube videos and practice.
Yeah. And that's a good lesson for you kids watching this. If you want to develop a new skill, it's learning about it, and it might be taking a class, but more likely you're going to do the self-study and then just go do it, go practice and make a few mistakes. So that's a really good suggestion there, Justin. Now, you run this digital media company as a side gig in addition to what you do there in the radio station. Tell us a little bit about how that started and what you're doing on the side.
Well, I've spent a lot of money on photo equipment. It's not cheap if you want to get into it. Buy used if you can. Make sure that it's good quality, but there's several different websites out there that sell used gear. Mm-hmm. But do your research. Now, as far as a side business, I had bought so much stuff and I had used it for the job up here, so I started doing my own thing and making a little bit of money doing freelance work, and I do a church broadcast on Sundays, and I do video commercials and weddings, and yep. So I'm slowly but surely growing my business. I'm not to where I want to be, but I'm I'm making it. I think that's pretty good right now with everything going on in the world, so.
Yeah, you know, Justin, that's why I was so excited to have you on the show, is because you're in the middle of this. And we've had people on the show that are, you know, we've had Academy Award winning producers and we've had really famous videographers. But I like that you're kind of in the growing stage, because we can see that you're doing the same thing that all these famous people did. It's get the equipment, start messing around with it, start something on the side, and it grows slowly, right? You're not going to get fully booked overnight, you know, doing weddings all the time or whatever, but it's something that you can grow slowly. Now, if you could go back in time and start over again, what would you have done differently, maybe to speed up the process to get to where you are now?
If I could go back in time, I would shake myself and say, try to do something creative. Don't mess around with the military. That's for some people, not everybody. Don't think that you can't do it. And I would have, straight out of high school, probably went for a degree in animation, like 3D animation, something like that. Because I've taught myself all the video stuff, and I'm also learning 3D animation right now. So.
Cool. Yeah, and these are skills that you'll be able to use for forever. And so as you develop them, you know, that's something that now you have in your back pocket that you can say, this is one more skill that I bring to the job or bring to my own creative endeavors. So that's really cool. Let's look forward now. We've looked back, let's look forward. Where would you like to be 5, 10 years from now? What's kind of your dream scenario as far as creating things?
I guess my dream scenario would be ideally to work on documentaries, maybe, and if my animation skills get good enough, maybe do some kind of animations like Pixar. But that I'm better at the video than the animation. I'm still learning on the
Yeah.
animation.
Well, and you have some great experience working on documentaries. You've shot a few yourself. Tell us a little bit about that experience. Why did you decide the topics you did for your documentaries, and what did you learn as you shot those?
I learned things will go wrong on a shoot. I brought a light, and I think that one of my lights broke on me, or it malfunctioned or something. And then also, I was having a trouble getting power at the old gentleman that I interviewed's house. So, but I got enough light and made it work. So things will go wrong. Have a backup plan. Different camera angles and positions. So after you do an interview, you may want to set up a shot like where you're doing an introduction shot of somebody. So go ahead and get your interview, get that done, and then you can do the introduction shots and the other stuff. Because the interview is the main thing. That's why you're there. And by the time they do all the other stuff, if you did all that first, then your interviewee may be tired, especially if they're an older person. So.
Yeah, I've definitely seen that. We've shot some interviews in just for family history and stuff like that. So I've gone to my grandma, who's 98 right now, and shot some videos. And yeah, the beginning of the videos, she's great, she's vibrant, she's talking really well, but by the end, she's tired. And so you have to consider those things no matter what your environment is. If you're not shooting a person, you have other environmental factors and things like that. So it's good to mess around and try to figure those things up along the way. But as Justin suggests, there's a lot that you can do up front just to be prepared, to have various camera angles and to do things in the right kind of sequence. So that's great suggestions, Justin. So for kids who are thinking about becoming creatives, whether it's doing animation or videography or photography, do you have any just general advice on what they can be doing while they're in like junior high school to prepare to develop those skills?
Join your high school paper if you have one, or high school whatever that you can go and take pictures of sports games and school events. That'll get you some practice. Also get some video clips. Study what you can and practice while you can. There's a lot of great free programs out, and as time goes on, they just get better and better. If you want to get into animation, there's a free program. It's called Blender. It does 3D animation, 2D animation. It's 100% free. It gets updates, and some big productions have used it, or moderate productions at least. They've made several movies on Netflix with it. So,
Yeah.
pretty good
yeah,
program.
Blender's a great platform, and especially considering it's free because it's pretty robust. So that's really cool. Now, Justin, if kids want to connect with you or follow you on social media or anything like that, is there a best place for them to find you online?
Mott Media on Facebook.
Okay.
And we also have a YouTube channel. I don't think I have enough followers to have an actual name, but it should be Mott Media on YouTube if you look us up, but I don't have the channel name yet.
Yeah, you can still search for it and it will come up with Mott Media. So cool. We'll link those in the description on this video then. Well, Justin, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. You have a good day.
Thank you so much for joining us today on Virtual School Assembly. If you enjoyed the episode, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever else you listen to virtual assemblies. And leave us a rating and review so we know what you learned and took away from this virtual assembly. Videos and show notes are found at virtualschoolassembly.com. And if you're a school leader and you're looking for a speaker for virtual or traditional in-school assemblies, or if you're looking for some teacher training, I'd love to connect with you to see how I can help. You can check out my website at tylerchristensen.com. Thanks. You are super duper. Let's go out and make the world a better place. Bye-bye.